From the Sky News Centre at 11, four people have been killed in a house fire in northwest London. A 43-year-old woman and three boys aged 15, 8 and 4 died at the scene in Stonebridge in the early hours of this morning. A 41-year-old man has been arrested. Fears of a potential trade war between the US and EU have been reignited after Donald Trump threatened to slap 50% tariffs on goods. The president claims negotiations are going nowhere. The European Union's trade commissioner says it will secure a deal guided by mutual respect, not threats. Ukraine says at least 15 people have been injured after an overnight attack on Russia by Russia on Kyiv. It's been described as the biggest combined drone and ballistic missile strike to date on the Ukrainian capital. Vladislav works as a medic in Kyiv.
I was in the corridor. Constant shootdowns, the work of our forces. And so, at the last minute, when I realised that the sound was very bad, I just laid down in the corridor and there was this bright flash and that was it.
Labour's delayed its strategy to reduce child poverty until the autumn. The government says it wants to make sure the measures, which are expected to include scrapping the two-child benefit cap, are fully funded. Our political correspondent is Amanda Acas.
The cost of lifting the two-child benefit cap, which was introduced back in the late 2010s, is estimated to be £2.5 billion. But equally, it's thought some 350,000 children would be lifted out of poverty at a stroke.
Billy Joel's cancelled all his upcoming concerts, including dates in the UK and the US, after being diagnosed with a brain illness. The 76-year-old says it's affected his hearing, vision and balance. England's cricketers will be looking to make some early breakthroughs on the penultimate day of the one-off test against Zimbabwe, which is just starting. The tourists are 30 for 2 in their second innings at Trent Bridge, still trailing by 270 runs. That is the latest. I'm Jenny Barsby.
Here's Alex, turning at a junction. Alex cooks a mean Jalfrezi. And here's Sue, waiting to cross the road off to get a takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
Sue's a curry fan, but she can't cook for toffee. Alex, let's give way to Sue. Because pedestrians crossing or waiting to cross have priority at junctions, whether they can cook or not. Whoever you meet, travel like you know them.
Thanks.
Think. Follow the highway code and let's help keep everyone safe. The highway code rules in Northern Ireland may vary.
Hit music.
All the stuff that I like to listen to just makes people feel good.
Now on DAB across Essex. The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
You've got
Show Me Some Love, Robin S. Now, and you're listening to the Radio Club Takeover. There's not a lot of us today, so you better show us some love. So we got, who have we got in the studio with me today? Oh, let me turn all
We've
up.
Got Bailey.
Hello.
She's currently playing Roblox.
I'm not anymore.
Real?
You was.
As you should.
Not anymore, though.
We've got me, who's covering Logan's recipe roundup.
Yeah, there's a lot of covering
there
today
is.
On the show.
There
we
is.
We were trying to make sure that we had enough to talk to you guys about, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because we've got recipe roundup, which, if anyone listened before, it's done by Logan. But Logan's not here right now. So we're doing it with Slip. Oh.
Wow.
For anyone that doesn't know, Shane is currently on a singular crutch after falling earlier this week and spraining his ankle.
In mud.
Well, it was raining the other day, so leave him be. Yeah. Leave him
How?
Be.
There's barely any mud in Basildon.
I had to make one finish. And that's all I hear. We're still game on with Shane. We've also got a quiz. You'll hear more about that later. Sports with Bailey. And we're going to be talking about some music. But also, for any long-time listeners of the show, we've got an oldie coming back just after this one. Replay by Iaz.
Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na-na-na-na every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay. Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like Play. Remember the first time we met, you was at the mall with your friend. I was scared to approach ya, but then you came closer, hoping you would give me a chance. Who would have ever knew that we would ever be more than friends? Railroad white, breaking all the rules. She like a song played again and again. That girl, like something off a poster. That girl, is a dime they say. That girl is a gun to my holster. She's running through my mind all day. Hey, Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay. Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay. You've been all around the globe. Not once did you leave my mind. We talk on the phone from night till the morn. Girl, you really changed my life. Doing things I never do. I'm in the kitchen cooking things she likes. Railroad wife, breaking all the rules. Someday I wanna make you my wife. That girl, like something off a poster. That girl, is a dime they say. It's a gun to my holster. She's running through my mind all day. Hey, Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay. Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay. I can be your melody. A girl, I could write you a symphony. The one that could fill your fantasies. So come, baby girl, let's sing with me. Yeah. I can be your melody. A girl, I could write you a symphony. The one that could fill your fantasies. So come, baby girl, let's sing with me. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Shorty got me singing. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Now she got me singing. Like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay. Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay.
Replay by Iaz. Hi Shane, why is he looking at me like that? Wait, hold on, shoot, didn't hear Shane.
Hi.
Right, moving on. It's time for, you ready? We're going to have a little discussion with Shane, then we're bringing back an oldie for any old listeners of the show. You ready?
Interesting. Mix in those recipes. Don't forget to stir in the facts. Come tuck in for a slice of recipes roundup.
With Shane.
So. Yeah, it's with me because Logan is at work. So, I hope you guys are feeling hungry because we're about to sink our teeth into something delicious. If you love a cheeky Mackey's as much as I do, and you're going to want to hear this, because McDonald's UK is spicing up the summer with a bunch of brand new items starting Wednesday, June 18th. Yep, that's right, new month, new flavours, and some old favourites making their return. Whether you're a burger lover, a cheese chaser, or a dessert devotee, they've got something sizzling just for you. So, my calculator just came up.
Yeah.
Let's start with the big boy, the Big Arch Burger. Now, this one's totally new and already getting a lot of hype online. It's a chunky beef patty paired with crispy onions, melted cheddar, pickles, and a brand new smoky sauce. All sandwiched in a soft glazed bun. I don't know about you, but it sounds like the perfect mashup of classic and bold. But that's not all. Backed by absolutely overwhelming demand are the halloumi fries.
Yes!
I love it.
Interesting.
Yes. Zanthi's just gone, yes.
Zanthi's just gone crazy.
Yes. No, because we were talking about this before the show. And I was something saying that I'm very excited for the halloumi fries to come back.
Those golden crispy cheese sticks that squeak when you bite into them, served with a rich tomato dip. They're perfect to decide, or even as a snack on their own. I swear people were begging for these to come back. And McDonald's finally listened.
It was me.
It was Zanthi. Zanthi kept messaging her.
I was in their emails going, please.
Now, if you've got a sweet tooth, and let's be honest, who doesn't? Prepare yourself, because making a glorious comeback is the Toffee Crisp McFlurry.
Ooh.
Seriously?
Bailey, shh. Yeah. Put your mic down, please.
Yeah, put Bailey's mic down. Soft vanilla ice cream mixed with crunchy bits of Toffee Crisp bar, all topped with drizzled caramel sauce. That's enough to turn any bad day around, right? And here's the exciting part. We're also hearing rumours of new wraps potentially joining the party. No confirmations just yet, but spicy chicken might be back in play.
Ooh.
Oh, and word on the street is the mozzarella dippers could be reappearing later in the summer. So, keep an eye out if you're all about that stretchable cheese pool life.
That sounds really nice, though, the wraps.
The wraps.
Yeah, the wraps and the cheese stuff I'm very much looking forward to.
I've got a question.
No,
what's your question?
We have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Lovely.
For everyone.
Can I ask my question first?
Go on.
My question was, what is your go-to McDonald's order and what do you want to see come back?
Ooh. I'll do what I want to see come back. Do you remember the, like, katsu nuggets
yes.
they had?
No.
Or, like, the spicy nuggets?
Yes.
Can they bring back the variations of the nuggets? Because they were so good.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
They were so good.
Honestly.
What about you, Bailey?
Oh, them, the lots, you know, the 20 or whatever.
The 20 chicken nugget box?
No, the whole chicken box with the chicken nuggets and that. Yeah, the chicken share box. I had that for my birthday. It was lovely.
It was lovely, he says. It was lovely.
But let's bring an old favourite back that Zanthi's remade.
Let's bring an old favourite back because I'm really excited about this. For any old listeners of the show, this is going to, you're going to remember this one. Are you ready?
I do.
Oh, if I can press a button. How do you like your cup of tea
in the morning?
Do you prefer it hot or cold? So that's the question for us all this morning. Do you prefer your hot tea hot or cold? Because this was a debate going around the studios earlier. So much so that even Jack and Oliver, who were on the last hour, were talking about it. And most of us happen to agree. Most of us happen to agree. Apart from one person. Bailey, do you want to share your opinion on the matter?
I like my tea hot and cold.
He likes it cold. He was telling us earlier. You were dead set on it. Like, I like my tea cold.
To be fair, tea being cold is lovely.
Now,
it tastes better.
I have to say something. It depends what tea you're talking about. Because if I want a hot, like a tea, like a nice cup of tea, I'm going for a hot cup of tea, right?
Exactly.
But if I want like an iced tea or something, it's got to be, like if I have that like even like slightly warm, I think I just really drink it.
It'd be a cup of tea, but cold as well.
No, that's just weird.
It's nice.
That's so weird.
Well, no, because depending on what sort of tea you have, because of course you've got the Lipton iced tea.
Ew.
I like Lipton iced tea.
I don't like that.
You say that you don't like
Lipton
iced tea.
No, to be fair, I had it once.
Or,
but you're talking about how you like a cup of like Earl Grey tea.
Or you've got like the bubble teas, which you can have all different flavours. You've
never tried that.
You've never tried bubble tea?
No. I don't like bubbles.
You can get chocolate flavour.
Yeah, but like, you ever has to get the bubbles in it as well. You can get the tea by itself. And there's also many different flavours of, like, the pearls, they're called tapioca pearls, that you can put in them. They also do, like, jelly stuff as well.
I used to make them as a job. It was well fun.
I liked, God, we're a bit off topic of the top cold debate. But there's so many different types of tea. But I still can't believe that Bailey likes his tea cold.
It's all right.
If I gave you a choice, so I put two cups of tea in front of you, one's hot, one's cold. What are you picking?
This is all on you now.
It depends on what sort of tea it is.
What's like a standard tea, like an Earl Grey?
So you've got either an Earl Grey, or
two cups of Earl Grey. One's cold, one's hot.
I'd go for the cold.
Okay, Bailey. Moving on. That's the end of. I've really enjoyed that.
Yeah, we should bring it back a bit more.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a cold tea when I go home.
No.
Well, I fetch a cup of. Maybe if you're at home or if you're out and about listening, you should go fetch.
Go
a
have
cup
a
of tea.
Hot.
Hot.
And
or
I know
cold.
I'm gonna send it to
we
Zappy.
We won't judge unless you're Bailey.
Then we won't judge.
But now it's. It's Chico time with Chico. Hey!
Is ticking and the backbeat drives me mad. It's erotic, exotic, hypnotic, that's for sure. I put a smile on your face and take you to a place you've never been before. It's Chico time. I get up in the song. You can't do nothing wrong. In front of a mirror like there's a body going on. If you want it, you got it. Go get it, baby. Can't you see? Don't fantasize, just realize. Be happy to be free. Let it all hang out. I'm gonna scream and shout. Don't you wanna get out of line? Everybody say, what time is it? It's Chico time.
That was Chico time with Chico. It might have just been Chico time, but now it is time for. Oh, that would have been so much better if I could press a button.
Level up your radio experience with Game On, your ultimate gaming fix, news, reviews, and epic battles only on Gateway 97.8 Radio Club. Game On, are you ready?
Another Shane segment. Over to you, Shane.
Oh no, you got me again.
Got a
and honestly. Box. I do love that new jingle.
It's quite good, actually.
It is. But let's buckle up and boot up your inner child because Xbox Game Pass is taking us on a time-travelling joyride back to the golden age of gaming. In a massive announcement that's making waves across the gaming world, Microsoft has officially added over 50 classic games to the Game Pass. From Activision's legendary back catalogue spanning iconic releases from the 1980s and 1990s. That's right, these aren't just retro games. These are foundational pieces of gaming history. So, what can you expect? Of course, some of the titles now available include the pixel-perfect jungle adventure Pitfall, the fast-paced Formula One vibes of Grand Prix, sci-fi legend Cosmic Art, deep space arcade shooter Atlantis, and the mech-filled strategic chaos of MechWarrior 2 31st Century Combat. And that is just scratching the surface. These classics are now playable across Xbox consoles, PC, and Xbox Cloud Gaming, which also means if you've got a compatible Samsung or LG smart TV, a browser, or even a MetaQuest headset, you can fire up a retro game and start playing without a console at all. It's preservation with accessibility, and it's pretty much awesome. So, here's what makes this rollout special. Of course, we're going to have achievements that have been added for many of the titles, giving you fresh goals and bragging rights for games you have beaten 30 years ago. Save and reload functionality has been introduced because, let's be honest, a lot of these games were brutally hard by today's standards. And community events, leaderboards, and even tournaments are on the way, giving these old-school hits a modern competitive twist. Microsoft says this is just phase one of their plan to spotlight classic Activision and Blizzard content. On Game Pass, they're working on bringing over 100 legacy titles to the platform in the near future, some of which haven't been playable in decades. And there's more. To celebrate the retro wave, Microsoft has partnered with AntStream Arcade, a cloud-based retro game platform. Until June 4th, Xbox Game Pass subscribers can get a full year of AntStream, which includes over 1,300 games for just £7.38. That's less than a takeaway pizza for a literal arcade in your living room. So, you're probably wondering, why does this matter? Well, retro games aren't just about nostalgia. They're about history, design innovation, and accessibility. Many of these games laid the groundwork for the experiences we enjoy today. And now, thanks to Xbox's commitment to backward compatibility and preservation, a whole new generation can experience what made gaming magical in the first place. Of course, whether you grew up holding an Atari joystick, a floppy disk, or you're just curious about where your favourite franchise came from, this is your chance to play through the DNA of the industry. So, go on, boot up Pitfall, load into MechWarrior, or discover something you've never heard of before. With Game Pass's retro expansion, the past has never looked so playable. So, Xanthi and Bailey, if Bailey's even paying any attention.
Yeah.
I am, actually.
Lovely. I mean, your mic's not even up, I don't think.
It's not.
I thought so. What have you ever played any retro video games? And will you be playing the ones coming?
I went to a retro gaming convention thing with my dad a few years back. Yes. I found this game. Right, I'm gonna pull up the name of it because I think I can remember it.
Was it Pac-Man?
There we go. it's a 1999 action puzzle game. Ooh. You ready for this? You ready for the talk?
Yes.
Called Choo Choo Rocket. It's a banger of a game. You play as a mouse and you have to escape the cats.
You play as a mouse?
So it's basically...
It's like a puzzle game.
Yeah. Bailey, have you played any retro...
Does Tetris count?
Yes.
I guess.
I've played lots of games like that, but then I stopped playing them.
I like all that, because you know, like the old fighter games?
Yes.
They're quite fun.
Street Fighter.
Yeah, like Street Fighter. And then they've also...
But we have got to move on because we are running a tiny bit...
It's fine.
Oh dear.
Now we have, guys. Are you ready for this one? Are you ready? I don't think you are. Ready for... Zampi's quiz. Mic's went up. You got fooled. Quiz.
Zampi's quiz.
It's every single week. Every single week.
It's because you need to change the...
I don't need to change it. It's beautiful. It's lovely.
It's Xanthi from when she was probably five years old.
From when I was... God, I'll fact check that, guys. I'll fact check how old I was. But yesterday, guys, here for this, was National Sea Turtle Day.
Oh, no, it kept coming up on my phone.
So, because about sea turtles, I would usually do teams, but there's two of us here.
There's two of
us. So, don't think it can. So I have Team Shane and Team Bailey.
Woohoo.
Actually, can I change my team name?
Fine.
Can I be Team Crush because of Crush the Turtle?
Of course. I will allow
Thank
it.
Thank you.
You can be Team Slip. You could be.
Slip and slide. So water parks. No, water parks. Because they have like the slip and slide.
Yeah.
All right. Enough about Mickey, Shane. No, wait, he's lifting up his crotch.
You love it really, Shane.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go on, Zemphy.
These creatures date back millions of years.
Correct.
But how many years do they date back to?
Ooh.
There's obviously in the millions. I gave that one away, guys.
Ooh. But 5 million.
5 million?
Yeah.
5 million? Oh, my
mom's
far away from me.
Hello.
Hello.
I will go with...
Yeah, I'm guessing 5 million.
5 million. What do I know? What are you going, Shane?
4 million.
4?
4.
Hold on. I'm guessing.
Who's closer, Zamphy?
Neither of you, really.
Not.
But if someone would have to get a point, who would it be?
Point, it would have to be Bailey.
It's about
200 million years ago, guys.
I mean, I was going to say, if we got another guess, I was about to say 150 million, but okay.
That's amazing, man.
You ready?
Yeah.
The next question.
So that's the point for me.
How many bones is a turtle's shell made out of?
5,925.
5,925?
5,925.
Are we like paying for stuff at a shop? That's
5,925,
please.
Yeah, for real. I could be, to be fair.
I'm trying to think. So I was watching a documentary
the other day on this. Were
you actually? Yeah, I got really bored.
Okay. Would you want to give a guess?
I will. I'm going to say around about 8,000.
8,000 in a turtle 8, shell?
8,000.
Well, you got to think, because you can have little turtles and then you can big turtles.
That is true.
I have to give a point to Bailey again, but you're both still far off.
What? How far?
Like 500 off me. It's about, approximately speaking,
how amazing.
50 bones. But that's just their shell.
Really?
I was saying about just their shell.
Oh, what, you meant the whole body?
Tuck, wow. Guys, come on. Right. True or false? The oldest ever recorded turtle lived up to 188.
Wow.
True or false?
True.
That's true.
You sure you know true? Because what if Shane got it wrong?
I'm gonna go with true.
You sure?
Yes.
You get one last chance to change it.
Fine, I go false.
You fell for my tricks!
No.
Thank you.
Yes. The oldest ever recorded turtle, who lived on Tonga Island, passed away at the grand old age of 188.
Yeah, to be fair, I'll give Shane the point.
That is insane. Right. Last question. Who's going to win?
Me!
Oh, it could even be a tie.
Okay.
It could be.
True or false? Another true or false?
Right.
Turtles belong to one of the oldest reptile groups in the world.
That is true.
True.
You want us both to say true?
Yes.
Are you sure, Bailey?
I'm sure. Okay, you'd be right.
I've won that though.
Yay,
so
right, hold by on. One. No, you haven't let me ask my final question.
Yeah. We all know what it's gonna be.
Patient.
We all know what it's gonna be.
Last question.
Woo!
Do you like turtles?
What's your
I actually didn't say what's your opinion.
Shane, why have you just added yourself a point? Add
why
my
are you
point.
Just saying, yeah?
Add a point to me as
guys
well.
Being, no. Like, really dead.
Shane,
we're making it as
well. Wake up.
No, well, I've won that.
No, we're making it time.
Come on. Are you guys going to tell me your opinions on turtles?
I love turtles. Turtles are cute. They're slow.
No, I meant, well, the ones that live in the ocean are.
Correct.
Aren't they?
No, because they're, like, swimming around all the time.
That is true, I guess.
Like, get better at your turtle facts.
Who won, though?
Are you ready? Drum roll, please. Bailey! Oh. We were really close, though. I think if we had more people in it, would have been a lot closer. But that is the end of the quiz for this week.
Woo-hoo.
Shane looks really dead from where I'm sitting.
No, I'm messing about with the scoreboard.
He's messing around with a scoreboard he found. Okay. But now it's time for... Let's look onto the road. It's quite I mean, informed there's a closure on the A13 between Basel and Pitsea, but it looks to just be overnight. But please stay aware if you're going that way today on the A13. In Wickford, there's a road closure due to water main work on the high street, both ways between the A129 London Road and Market Road. Mild traffic around the area, but please stay aware if you're going that way. Where did I go next? Where should we go? Rayleigh. There is some traffic actually in between the High Street, Webster's Way, the A1015, and Crown Hill from the station onwards. And on the A129, please stay aware of that. Looking on to the A127, there is a lot of there's some traffic on there heading towards Basildon on the A127 at the just after the Rayleigh turn off. There's also traffic further up on that road as well before the Rayleigh turn off. So there's a lot of traffic on the A127, so mate, please stay aware. There's a construction on the A127. One lane is closed due to construction both ways on the A127 Rat Lane, so the Rayleigh Weir to Progress Road. Now, looking, actually, let me just double check, make sure you're all caught up. Southend, there's mild traffic pretty much everywhere, bits and pieces everywhere. There's a road closed due to water main work on A13 South Church Road eastbound between South Church Avenue and Christ Church Road. So if you're going that way, be aware of that. On the C2C line, if he wants to load, doesn't look to have any no updates for you there. And on the Anglia line, seems to be all good. Let me just double check. Seems to be all good for you there. So trains are fine. And that's your travel update for this hour. The next travel update is in an hour's time on Coffee and Tea.
The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
Get ready for a day filled with fun, food and fantastic shopping at one of Essex's premier shopping malls, Eastgate. Situated in the heart of Basildon town centre, Eastgate is your go-to destination for a memorable day out with friends and family. Whether you're craving a delicious meal, seeking exciting entertainment or hunting for the latest fashion trends, Eastgate has it all. Don't miss out on the ultimate shopping experience. Visit us soon and explore everything Eastgate has to offer. For more information, check out our website at eastgateshoppingcentre.com. See you there.
Life of Crystals, the little shop of harmony. Most of our stock has spent thousands of years in the making and is ethically sourced from all over the world. We have a large range of semi-precious crystals and jewellery for all your needs, including tumble stones, raw crystals, centerpieces, and all things metaphysical. Crystal therapy, Reiki, hot stone massage, and Indian head massage. We're open Monday to Sunday. Pop in and see us at the Lower Galleries, Eastgate Shopping Centre, Basildon.
If you would like a fun day out in Basildon, then come to Glow Sports Zone in Eastgate Shopping Centre. It features a glow-in-the-dark crazy golf course, glow darts, glow pool and a glow bar. Whether you're a family looking for a day out, a couple on a first date or a group of friends, you'll have nothing but fun at Glow Sports Zone. Come to Floor 3 in Eastgate Centre and experience it for yourself.
Hit music.
All the stuff that I like to listen to just makes people feel good.
Now on DAB across Essex. The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
Oh,
Somewhere over the rainbow. Go on, Shane, sing it for us, sing it for us.
That was very long.
It was a good song, though. That was all like, what was this for this hour? Lauren Ashley, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Now, if you're a local artist, and like Lauren, you want to hear yourself on the radio, you can. Email us a high-quality MP3 copy of your song to unsigned@gateway978.com. Or a place to visit up in the studios. We're located in the upper galleries of the Eastgate Centre in Basildon. So, if you do so, you might hear yourself on the air like Lauren. Wouldn't that be cool? Now we're going Somewhere Over the Rainbow to... That didn't work.
We're going over the rainbow to...
Over the rainbow to... Oh, wait, hold on. I'll do it again because I want to get it on time. You ready? We're going somewhere over the rainbow to...
PTV, absolutely superb.
People are on the pitch. They think it's all over. It is now.
Radio Club Sports Report.
Come on, Bailey.
And a very good... Is it morning or afternoon?
Morning.
It's still morning. And thank you. So it's a lovely morning, isn't it, Sally? There's no football about. Well, non-league football. I don't know if there's any league football. But I'll tell you this. You know how I was talking about how happy he was to have George Marsh back?
He's left.
I remember that.
He's left.
No, but...
Yeah. Only two games he was there for, and he's now gone bye-byes. Well, three games.
Wow.
I know. I can't... Insane. When George finds out, he is going to be really sad that there's only going to be one George at football now.
Why have I really...
Oh, only one George. No!
I know.
No.
Oh, right, pretend to be George. George, I'm sorry, there's only one George at football now.
What? I give a great one.
Anyways, right. Is that all for the?
Is that for what was he going to say about something? He was going to say something, wasn't he?
No, I wasn't. I was going to do Premier League.
Oh, yeah, no, Shane.
Yeah,
go on, Slippy. I'm joking. Sorry, go on, Shane.
I wouldn't have it, Shane. I wouldn't have it personally. Speaking.
Don't get the crutch.
I wouldn't have it.
So
fight him.
I'm not going to fight him.
Fight.
He's too fragile.
Oh. What do you mean by that?
Oh, moving on.
So, Premier League, it's going to be a Super Sunday. We have got Bournemouth versus Leicester City tomorrow at 4 o'clock. All of these are tomorrow at 4 o'clock, apparently. We've got Bournemouth, Leicester... English.
Get
out. That's nice.
We've got Bournemouth versus Leicester City at 4 o'clock at the Vitality Stadium. Now, of course, the win probability, I'm going to say, is Bournemouth for the win. But we've also got Fulham versus Man City tomorrow at 4 o'clock as well, which Man City's not been doing too bad in the league. But I'm saying that they will win. We've got Wolves versus Brentford, Nottingham Forest versus Chelsea, Man United versus Aston Villa, boo. Southampton versus my team, Arsenal. Boo. Of course you're going to go boo.
Yeah, Arsenal's rubbish.
Oh no, they're not being too injured, but Arsenal's rubbish. I'm sorry. Arsenal.
I swear you was West Ham.
Arsenal is
second.
You've got your mic turned down. I've got my mic.
Oi.
Yours is up.
Is it? Oh, okay. Arsenal is second. West Ham's gone down to like 17th, mate.
Oh dear, I don't care.
We've got Newcastle versus Everton tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Anton Deck's favourite team, hoping for their team
Anton
to win.
Deck.
Yeah, Anton Deck is Newcastle.
Anton Deck, eh? Newcastle. I didn't know that.
Of course, Premier League winners for last year, Liverpool versus Crystal Palace. Ipswich Town versus West Ham tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Hopefully Ipswich Town will win and West Ham will lose. And then tomorrow at 4 o'clock, all of these for some reason at the same time. I don't know how they're all going to be at the same time.
Yeah, how?
I don't know. Tottenham versus Brighton.
Are they going to take the rainbow?
Don't start. Also, because I'll get moaned at by my cousin if I don't talk about #United. Sorry, Bailey.
#United. Oh, go away. No. #United. Zaffy, turn his microphone down. No. We are not allowed. #Boo.
They had a game on the 13th of May.
Boo.
Which, unfortunately, they did lose. But
yes.
Just keep on politics about football out the studio right
but
now.
But let's go back to Xanthi for
the next... I actually have something to talk about really briefly.
Bye-bye hashtag.
Now, if football isn't Basil your United. Cup of tea...
Go away.
I'm turning the mics down. Thank you. Peace and quiet now. If football isn't your exactly your cup of tea, and you're fancying a more higher-paced sport to watch this weekend... If you're like Bailey wants a cold cup of tea, that's actually very theme shame. Thank you very much. Now, if you're fancying a cold cup of tea like Bailey instead of football, I don't really know. Don't know where I was going with that. The Women's National Ice Hockey League finals are this weekend. Now, if you want to go in person, which, hey, if you want to, you still can. There's still tickets available. They're £5, but it is in Sheffield. So I have to warn you on that one. They are in Sheffield. But you can also watch it online. You can pay £5 for the whole weekend, either in person or online, and you can watch every single game, and there's a lot lined up for you today. Unfortunately, you have missed the first one of today, which was Bristol Huskies versus Caledonia Steel Queens, where I believe... I'll double check who won on that one in a second. At 11:15, you have Kingston Diamonds versus Swindon Top Cats. So if you're tuning, you might be able to catch the end of that one. At 1:30, you have the Solihull Vixens versus Guildford Lightning. At 3:45, you have Queen Bees versus Whitley Bay Beacons. At 8 o'clock, you have Cambridge Kodiaks versus Telford Wrecking Raiders. And at 8:15, you have I'm really sorry to this team if any of them happen to be listening right now. Widnes Wild, I think, versus Streatham Storm. I'm currently rooting for Streatham Storm because the captain and one of the coaches for my team plays for that team. So good luck, Taz. But again, if you want to go check that out. Oh yeah, by the way, this morning result was that Bristol Huskies did win against. If I had a better memory. Against Caledonia Steel Queens, so they will be in the final. But keep an eye on that if you want to follow it. Follow the England Ice Hockey account on Instagram or wherever you want to follow it. And yeah, now moving on to a song that I think Bailey's very excited for. I'm not putting his mic up. I'm kidding. He's very excited for this one. Ordinary by Alex Warren.
Say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. You're laying me down to a dead and buried on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your vibe. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground, we're in sanctuary. Shatter me with your touch, oh Lord, return me to dust. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found. so out of the ordinary. How are you laying me down to a dead and buried? On the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your vine. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out.
More tunes, more fun coming for you on the Radio Club, which isn't ordinary.
The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
Wavelength is a charity which fights loneliness across the UK by giving digital technology to those who are lonely, isolated and vulnerable. We give radios, tablets and TVs to those in need to keep them connected to the outside world, friends and family. Now, more than ever, people are being affected by loneliness and isolation. We can help fill the silence of an empty room and help bring a sense of normality back to a person's life. To join the fight against loneliness, please donate today by visiting wavelength.org.uk/donate. You can make a difference today.
On the lookout for a bargain? Perhaps stop off for a light bite? Come to Basildon Market at our market kiosk, St Martin Square, with over 40 friendly traders offering a wide variety of goods and services. The best of Basildon in one clean, well-kept place. Open Tuesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturdays for real value. Basildon Market, close by the town's bus and train stations, and there's plenty of parking nearby. Visit us at St Martin Square, your Basildon Market, where everyone loves a bargain.
Your say, your way. Gateway 97.8. Community Action.
The Ladybird Song Group is looking for new members. If you have a passion for singing popular songs from the 1950s to the present day and are available to perform during the week in the South Essex area, then we'd love to hear from you. We sing for care home residents and to members of clubs, associations and church groups. No formal training or experience is necessary, just the ability to hold a tune. We rehearse every Tuesday evening between 8pm and 10pm at South Green Memorial Hall in Billericay. It is a commitment, but amazingly rewarding and such incredible fun. There are currently 11 friendly members, and if you'd like to be the 12th, please message us on our Facebook page, Ladybird Song Group, or phone Pam on 07891 554452. Similarly, if you'd like to book us for your organisation, we'd love to hear from you. Call 07891 554452.
Gateway 97.8. Community Action.
Gateway 97.8.
The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Self-love, my friend, but the answer is no.
me to cut them short there. That was rude by Magic. But we're having a conversation while the song's playing about songs and music. So last week we did talk very, very heavily about Eurovision and coming up, the show being on later that evening. So if anyone missed it, here are your results for that. Austria came first with 436 points, then Israel with 357, Estonia following with 356, Sweden with 321, and Italy, Greece, France, all in the 200s, and Albania, Ukraine, and Switzerland. So that's the top 10. Unfortunately for the UK, we did come 19th, but we did get some jury points off of the... Of Italy by Topo Gigio.
It's not
Gigio,
that bad.
By, he's a little mouse.
At least we weren't last.
We weren't last. No,
who was last?
Unfortunately, last this year was San Marino.
Huh?
But...
Who was second to last?
Iceland. I really liked Iceland song, to be fair. Anyway.
You're probably going to hate me for this, but I'm not. I didn't
watch
it. I'm
talking about a concert that I went to really, really briefly before we finish and say goodbye to you all.
I think I know what it is.
I went to a concert on Monday night. And it was, I went to see Tyler, the Creator.
At the
knows.
O2.
At the O2. It was great. It was such a good experience. It was, it was so much, it was all, so many people, so much, like,
there was one on the Wednesday was as well,
great.
Wasn't there?
There was one on Wednesday and one on Thursday. But it
basically
was a great night. Yeah. But unfortunately, that is the end of the show for this week.
Aww.
We'll be back next week, so don't worry. Stay tuned for Coffee and Tea with Abby. Now we have Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. Bye.
Gateway weather, brought to you by Basildon Market.
Looking for the rest of the day? Seems to have stopped with that rain that we got earlier, but still keep an eye out. Looking to be a bit sunny later on in the afternoon. Today, there's highs of 21, lows of 13, and the pollen count is low. But at the Bread and Cheese Hill, currently, temperature 17, but feels like 14.
Online, on your mobile apps, on 97.8, and now on DAB. This is Gateway.